بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue the discussions on Salah described, and we have reached the subject on the pillars of Salah, Arkan al-Salah. The first pillar is, well, before mentioning the pillars, what is the meaning of rukn, pillar? Rukn linguistically, it refers to the strongest side of something. That's why we call the corners, we call them Arkan, because they constitute the strongest side in the wall where they fall, because they are strengthened, because it is strengthened by the other wall next to it. And in Islam, and with respect to the acts of worship, the term rukn or the term arkan, pillars, refer to that which constitutes the worship, meaning the worship is composed of it and is invalid without it. That is because all worships are composed of certain sayings and actions, and from these things there are those sayings or actions which, if not done, then the worship is invalid. Now, if someone says, what is the evidence for all of this, that the Salah is composed of conditions and arkan, pillars, and wajibat, obligations, and sunan. We read the Quran, and we read the sunnah, and we don't find this. We read in the Quran, and we read in the sunnah, and we don't find this. The answer is, the people of knowledge, rahimahumullah, examined the text and deducted from them these rulings and these classifications, and determined that the texts indicate them. So they put them together and classified them in order to make the knowledge easy and make it close to being understood by the seeker of knowledge. And there is no doubt that this is the case, that such classifications make the knowledge easier and closer to understand. Had these rulings been scattered, then the beginner in knowledge would not be able to differentiate between that which nullifies the worship and that which doesn't. So that's why the ulama deducted and classified these matters in order to bring the knowledge closer to be understood. After this, we begin by the first pillar. And this first pillar is al-qiyam, standing. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 2, verse 238. Al-Qiyam, standing upright. قال الله تعالى وقوموا لله قانتين وقوموا لله قانتين and stand before Allah with obedience. And from the sunnah, the evidence from the sunnah is the saying of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام to Umran bin Husayn. لعمران بن حسين صل قائما, pray standing upright, فإن لم تستطع فقاعدا, and if you are unable then pray sitting, فإن لم تستطع then if you are not able فعلى جنب then on your side. And this standing upright or qiyam precedes all the pillars in salah. Because in the hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, إِذَا قُمْتَ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ فَأَسْبِغُ الْوُضُوءِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقْبِلِ الْقِبْلَةِ. If you intend to stand for salah, then complete your wudu and then direct yourself to the Qibla. And we spoke about this hadith earlier. And so it is also because this is the natural order in Salah. And so also because this is the natural order. You stand up, then you make takbir. Because if you make takbir, which is takbiratul ihram, the takbir commencing the entrance in salah, while you are not standing up, then your salah is invalid if it is a fard, if it is an obligatory salah. Now if someone says, how come you consider that standing is a pillar, while we know that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the hadith reported by Muslim from the hadith of Abdullah bin Amr radiyallahu anhu radiyallahu anhuma, salatul qa'idi ala nisfi min salatil qa'im, the salah of the one sitting is half in reward when compared to the salah of the standing upright person standing upright, and that this indicates that there is reward for the one who prays the salah sitting, and that if we consider, as you are telling us, that the qiyam is a pillar, then there will be no reward in leaving it. So the answer to this is that we say that the salah, it's known that the salah, some of it is fard, obligation, and some of it is nafil, optional. So therefore we carry the hadith of giving greater reward for the person standing up in salah over the one sitting. We carry it to apply it, rather being applicable on the nafil, on the optional. And then we say that in this case the qiyam is not a pillar in the optional prayer, but it is a sunnah. And this is also proven by the action of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, where we know that he used to pray the Nafil prayer on his mount while on journeys, traveling, and had Qiyam been a rukun in this travel prayer, he would not have prayed mounting his mount. Rather, he would have prayed on the ground. And in fact, this, we know that it is not the case. Meaning the argument that you established in the beginning. And that if one would pray the Faridah, the Fard, on the mount, then he would miss the Rukun, the pillar of Qiyam. Now, it's a must to stand upright, even if one leans himself against a stick or a column or against a wall, if possible. This is applicable for the one who says that I cannot stand without leaning. Then we say, you lean against something. So therefore, if one is unable to stand, unless he leans, then it is permissible for him to do so. Otherwise, it is not. Except in some cases where the leaning is light. What is the criteria for that to be light? What's the criteria for making it light or knowing that this is light? What's the criteria? The criteria is that if this object upon which you are leaning is carrying you, then you are not standing. Otherwise, you are. The second pillar is Takbiratul Ihram. The second rukun is Takbirat al Ihram. Saying Allahu Akbar, and you can say this Takbirat al Ihram, after raising the hands, or that you make Takbir first and raise the hands, or that you raise the hands when you make takbir. The matter is accommodating. Because all these situations were reported. And this takbirat al-ihram is a pillar from salah. There is no other takbir which is considered a pillar other than this one. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to the one who didn't perform his salah properly, he said to him, "Istaqbil al-qibla tawakbir," when he taught him, face, direct yourself to the qibla and make takbir. And because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said, "Tahrimuha takbir," meaning commencing the entrance into salah is takbir. So the salah is not established without this takbir. So this, therefore, we will stop here, and we have mentioned two for tonight, and then we will continue. The third will be the recitation of the Fatiha, inshallah, and we'll talk about it next time. So therefore, in short, now we covered what? First pillar, and this is standing upright, al-qiyam. The second is تكبيرة التحريم or نعم الإحرام الله أكبر which means Allah is greater and this is the prohibitive takbira takbiratul ihram it's called so because it prohibits a praying person from saying or doing anything extraneous to the prayer walhamdulillah rabbil alamin wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam